everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. This is your host, Evelyn Calleja, and I'm joined with my co-host, Pascual Cardone. Hey, Patty, tell me something good.
Hey, Evelyn. Hi, everybody. Well, to be very honest with you, I was looking at the statistics that we have with the listeners. And I'm telling you, I think it's great. We have them all over the world. Did you know that we have people that are listening in Norway, Germany?
I do. Shout out to the relatives in Norway.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to everybody. It's really so nice to see this. But we have from Ireland, Australia, Canada. This one's a good one. It's Algeria.
What the heck is Algeria doing talking to us? Hello, Algeria.
I don't know, but at least, you know, people are listening. And if one Algerian tells another, that's how it starts.
That's one after another. That's fantastic, Pat.
I'm very excited about the statistics. It really is. Well, the United States has the most, of course, but we're plugging along.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And are you having fun?
I am. Thank you. I am.
Well, I've gotten some feedback directly from folks.
Oh, they contacted you?
Yeah. And okay, everyone that I've talked to, really, they're all enjoying the show.
Oh, good.
I have heard more than once that it is very clear that you and I have a rapport. Can you believe it? We like each other.
28 years. It took a while.
It should really. And all good stuff. That nice. They love what we talk about. They can't wait to hear what's next in our lives.
Good.
What's going on. What happened this week for you?
Well, I know you're sitting down, but I have some exciting news to tell you.
Oh, all right. I can't wait.
This
is a surprise.
Take a sip of wine. Yes. I am going to be in the Summer Olympics.
What?
Yes.
You really are?
Pray to God.
Talk to me.
Well, I should clarify. There's an S in front of the Olympics, and it's not summer. Do you know what that would stand for?
Summer Olympics?
No,
special? Not special.
Well, I am special, but it's
senior.
Yeah, you got it. Just as I'm saying it, it's the Senior Olympics. I've gotten to that age.
Wow.
Yep. As a realtor, you know, I joined Stanford, the senior center. And I noticed that they're doing a senior summer Olympics. And I'm like, okay, I can do this.
What are you going to do? What's your...
I have not a clue. I called them up and I said, you know, I'd like to become part of... It's only open for 60 people. I thought, oh, great. I'll dust off my Speedo. I'll be on the high dive. You know what I mean? I can jump into it too. And then I thought the little short shorts from the 70s, I could be doing a dash down the road, something.
Oh, my God, please. That has to be. You got to tell me it's going to be taped.
Well, I have no clue. So I went there to pay. It was only $5 and I get free lunch. So I went to the senior center. I paid. I asked the woman. I said, so what am I doing? You know, what category? We'll let you know. Twice now they've said that. So I have not a clue. But the scary part is when I did walk around the senior center for the very first time, I felt like I was in my mother, may she rest in peace, her old beauty parlor. And I'm looking at everybody, I'm like, you're not going on a diving board, Gladys. I can't see you doing that. So,
Gladys just ain't going to do it.
You know, and I'm like, somebody's going to have a broken hip, God forbid, because I will push. I want to win that gold. Peter DePaulo is the broker at William Ravis in Wilton, and he's like, he's going to root me on. So I don't know if I can have guests there or what, but
I
have to pull up the gold because... This will be embarrassing if I don't. But anyway,
you know, you're fit. You are not looking like any senior citizen.
No, but when I go to the senior center, I'm like, that's my competition. It's like, oh, this is a shoe-in. Don't even get up, people. I'll just take the gold now and take my lunch. So
yeah, they're probably waiting to size you up.
It's
June
22nd. It's a Wednesday. So I'll keep you posted. We have a month to go. And I'm just
I would love if somebody could tape it, video it. Well, would your brother go and see you?
I'm going to ask Peter to come with me. That's all.
Tell him to video whatever thing you're in. Well, God, that's fantastic, Patty. Congratulations.
Thank you. But instead of seeing my face on a cheer, what is it? What kind of a box? Cheerios? what do they have for in the Olympics when they
win? Wheaties.
Wheaties. Mine will be on a box that depends. Mother would be so proud.
Oh my God, I'm very proud of you, and it hasn't even happened yet.
I'll take an endorsement. I don't care. Just send me the money.
Wow, everyone. So stay tuned. We're going to give you updates on how it's going with the Summer Olympics,
June 22nd,
and our Pasquale. Ooh,
I'm taking home the gold, kids.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You better bring home the gold.
I better. I'll just
and of course you'll pass out some cards.
I'll just move to Algeria. Anyway, wow. I'll keep posted. But yeah, that was my excitement for the week. So excited.
No, but weren't you at a birthday party?
Oh, it was a one-year-old, my little cousin, at a one-year-old birthday party.
He is, yeah.
You know, the new thing now is you give a little baby a cake and they smash it.
No.
Well, that's why on pictures, and my personal ones, they have a little cake there for him. And they say that it's a smash cake. He hadn't had cake yet. And so they have it for the first time.
I don't get that. Why would you smash a cake?
It was cute. You know, he starts to touch it and then he puts it to his mouth. His little brother was helping him. And it was just like, I want a cannoli cake and I will eat that by myself. I won't smash it. I'll just take it piece by piece. And you all can watch me at my birthday.
I don't like cannoli.
The newest little thing. It was so cute to watch the little baby, Thomas. His name is Thomas Nunzio. After Uncle Nunzi.
Uncle Nunzi. How is Uncle Nunzi?
God bless him, 93. Still going strong.
Hi, Uncle Nunzi. I've never met you, but is he listening?
He better be. I'm sure he is. I know he is. Okay. But did you not meet him at my birthday parties?
Many years ago, probably I did.
It had to be, yeah. I thought you might have. Anyway, at my next big one,
I met Donna.
Yes, cousin.
So you spent the weekend at Donna's.
Right. I was down there overnight the night before. Thank you, Donna and Dave, for having me over. It was locked in Long Beach. That was great. And then we had the birthday party for little Thomas on Saturday.
How fabulous is that? Well, that was adorable. The pictures on Facebook were great.
Thank you.
Well, you should send me some so we'll post it on the Two New Yorkers.
Facebook. The one with little Thomas smashing the cake. It's adorable.
All right, yeah, let's do that one.
I'll do that. Okay.
And today, the day that this is airing, is Wednesday, May 25th. It's my dear friend Dee's birthday. Shout out to Dee. Love you very much, girl. She's not well. She's been under the weather. She's not well.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I spoke to her partner today. Mm-hmm. And she's not doing too well. So see, if you're listening to this, we're sending all the positive vibes we can. We love you. We can't wait to be able to talk to you. So that's that. So I just got back from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Oh my God, it was a beautiful city. We went to see Hendrix, our friend Hendrix, who moved there last year. So his apartment, very adorable town. And he picked three restaurants for the three nights that we were there. Oh my God, these restaurants are fantastic.
Really?
And we met up with his parents, our friends, Jay and Lisa. So we had a fabulous time. Every time we see these folks, we have a great time.
I have not seen Hendrix since he was under 10. Had to have been since he was a little boy at your house.
Probably at a barbecue we had at the house.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's Walton.
I haven't seen him as an adult.
Well, he's 25 years old. Oofah. And fabulous. He's gorgeous and such a nice person. I mean, really, he turned out to be such a great guy.
Well, that's great. Well, when the parents
and for them, my birthday, because, you know, we were extending this birthday like you can't believe.
70 goes a long way.
I know, it really does. But they got they put together a photo book. Oh, Pat, I can't wait to show it to you.
Really?
The pictures over the years of me and Hendrix in each other's faces as a little kid.
Oh, that's
adorable. Oh my God, it was so adorable. All these old memories.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, because you know, we've been friends with them since 97, I think.
Wow. That is
they
nice.
Moved realize, next door and we became fast friends.
That's nice. You don't realize all the pictures you take over the years. You put them together and it's like a little slideshow.
Well, I said to Lisa, the work and the care that must have been poured into this book, because if they have thousands. Lisa and Jay are both photographers. So, I mean, you can imagine the thousands of photos these guys have. And the ones they picked for the book were perfect. I will cherish that book for the rest of my life. I can't wait to show it to you.
I can't wait to see that. That'll
be fabulous, really. So we had a great time and we went to these great restaurants. One was called Bar La Grasse, I think it was called. Fantastic food.
What kind?
It was Italian. I had a dish. Listen to the name of this dish. It was smoked spaghetti with lobster.
Never heard of that one.
I know. Did you ever? It was delicious. Oh my God. It was great. And then the next night we went to, where the heck did we go the second night?
Well, you went somewhere.
Bar Brasa, which was too loud, very cute, very good food, small plates, more like the Mediterranean. I had paella. It was very, very good. But I have to say, the music was so loud in this place. And, you know, it's so interesting. You know, I had a bar restaurant 1,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. You don't want to piss off your customers. You want them to keep coming. Well, when we walked in, the music was like vibrating so loud. You can't even talk to somebody. So Lisa asked the person to lower the music. She did it like three times. The third time she asked them to lower the music, they said, no, we can't. We like it that way.
But what's the demographic? They're all in their 20s, the millennials?
They were all young people, yeah.
They all love that stuff.
But you know what? Then no one's going there. I will never recommend this place. That's one thing Lisa said, you know, she'll, because they're up there.
Right.
Obviously, because Hendrix loves it. They'll never come here again. And I said to her, you know, I never would either. Not that I'm going so fast to Minneapolis.
Right. I know. I hate it when you go into a restaurant, you just can't hear the other person talk.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to experience that.
Yeah, we were not that happy about that. And then I forgot the third restaurant we went to.
But they were all delicious.
All delish. Of course, it's the company you keep.
Right. That always helps.
Oh, we went to, I know it was what it was. It was something Yoon. It was great. Anyway, so that was it. You know, we walked around. Well, unfortunately, I hurt my foot.
Yeah, you had mentioned that a bit earlier.
I'm getting an x-ray tomorrow. Yeah. Hey. I think I had plantar fasciitis. Apparently, when you get bone spurs, that's what happens. I couldn't even put any weight on my foot. It was terrible. So they wanted to take us to this art center. We couldn't go to any of this. We had a really limit where we were going. I felt so bad because, you know.
How do you feel now?
Well, it's
still hurts.
Feeling better, but it still hurts. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So tomorrow I'll get an x-ray just to make sure nothing's broken.
All right. Good luck.
And I have to get in shape because, you know, we're going to England and Norway. So correct. I can't be going like this. So
no, heck no. All right. Good luck. Get it checked out.
But okay, now we're going to go into the portion of the episode that is celebrity gossip we don't care about.
I got some stuff, but you go ahead first.
No, you go first.
All right. So your girlfriend.
We're going to keep talking about her until she acknowledges us.
Until she has dinner with us and picks up the tab. So Kim is going to be on the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, now whose swimsuit is she going to wear? Is she going to borrow a swimsuit?
I guess. I don't know. I just couldn't believe when I heard that. I'm like, really? We're making her? Oh, she just never goes away, that woman. She just doesn't.
She doesn't. But, you know, I sent you the article about how Bob Mackie agrees with you.
Yes, thank you.
Bob Mackie is the guy who designed the Marilyn Monroe birthday dress.
Right, but he also did Cher too. Didn't he do a lot of Cher dresses?
Oh, he did a lot of Cher. Yeah, he did a lot of people, Bob. But he agrees with you, Patty, that she should never have worn that dress.
I'm sure other people too. It was tacky.
But you know, I was with this past weekend. I was with my girl.
Lisa.
Lisa Hendricks's mom. She is like the source. Like I was, you know, stressing about I don't know any of these celebrities. Every week, all I'm going to do is give her a call and she's going to give me material.
So she'll be your Google person.
I'm going to Lisa Google my celebrity gossip. But you know what she told me about this Kim chick? That dress didn't even fit her.
Oh, I know.
She lost 16 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And even with that, the dress didn't zip it. So she had to wear a white fur coat over, a little fur stole.
Yeah, but she also had to like wear a corset or something inside. Yeah.
But here's the clicker of this whole thing. She had a replica dress made. So you know what? Why not just wear the stupid replica dress and stop with all the madness? Leave Marilyn Monroe alone, Kim. She doesn't need this strife. She's dead.
Thank you. I totally agree with that. I totally agree. She's got to just go away. Take her
really,
million.
Really, she needs to just stop with the dresses. Anyway. And isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. And especially with the swimsuit, I hear that she had to of course they all do, I guess, you know, fix the photos to make them look better. So what do you trim out some of the sides or something to make you look prettier? Or
I don't know. You airbrush yourself. You don't have any wrinkles.
My photos just look the way I am. Take it or leave it.
Me too.
The way God made me. Forget about it.
Well, you know, I went gray, so.
Well, you look fabulous. All right. One other thing I want to talk about, if I may interject. Please.
You're co-host. That means it's half your show.
It's amazing the age difference with celebrities that have money. Well, you don't have to have money, but you still have an age difference. Anyway, two people this week I happen to notice. And I love Dick Van Dyke. He should live forever. But he's 90, what was he? 92 years old, and his wife is 47.
Oy vey is Maya.
I mean, that's a big difference. They've been married only 6 years. Again, I love Dick Van Dyke. He's great.
Imagine married to an altacaca in his 90s. And you're in your 40s. We know what it is to be in our 40s. That's right. When, you know, things are really moving around. You want to get left going.
Them. Yeah, I agree. But it's just amazing that, you know, is that really love, or are you just infatuated with, you know, who Dick Van Dyke is?
I don't know.
But the other
who
one
else did you notice?
Mark Anthony. He's 53. His girlfriend is 23.
Oh, boy, stop it.
What is it with these guys?
I love Mark Anthony. He's one of mine.
I do too. But come on, really? 23? I mean, and I did the calculations. I mean, I should find somebody like over 100. I'll go the other way. 103, 104.
Well, there you go. That's one way to look at it. But the thing is, I wonder, do they have real deep discussions?
You have to talk loud. They're old.
But, you know, when you're older, like at 70,
right.
I've lived a life, I've experienced XYZ, you know. But obviously, somebody in their 20s hasn't experienced that.
I'm 23 years old, really? I mean, that could be your daughter, your son at 53. I don't know. I mean,
who are we to criticize? You know?
I know. It's just all of a sudden two of them that this week, and I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I didn't get any other celebrity thing. I was so excited that I have a source. Lisa the source.
Thank you, Lisa, for helping Evelyn.
I'm gonna try to play this. Let's see if I can play this successfully so that our listeners hear it. I was inadvertently Evelyn Googled again.
What?
And I was right, because Eric was being a hero and he was being really sweet. And I started singing this song. I can't find it.
I have to tell you about school.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I sang, "Here he comes to save the day." So I said to everybody, do you all know what that's from?
Mr. America, isn't it? Miss America? No. Mighty Mouse.
Yes, thank you. God. You got it.
I just thought of Mighty Mouse. That's it. Here comes the day.
So I was like, oh my, I said, is it Mighty Mouse? And they're saying, no, it's not.
But it was.
So I said, let me see. And he, and it's, yeah. So let me see if you could hear it.
I don't hear nothing. I just had my
one. Yeah, no, it's not doing it.
All right. So I taught fourth grade this week. Oh, am I sorry?
Oh, I thought you were off the kids.
I know, but I went back. It just happened.
Oh, so I'm going to play it, all right?
Yeah, go ahead. I hear nothing.
Nothing.
I hear nothing.
Okay, never mind. Talk about the fourth grade.
About the little girl. It was so funny. You know, they were being okay. You know, but they all want to go to the bathroom. They want to run out of the room for whatever reason, you know. And finally, this one girl came up to me and she says, I'd like to go to the bathroom. And I was like, no, in 5 minutes, go to the bathroom. And so she went back to her seat, continued this lesson. And all of a sudden, this buzzer goes off. I'm like, what's that? She said, well, my 5 minutes are up, because she had a phone. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh my
God. Put me literal.
How old are they in fourth grade?
Fourth grade. Good God. What's fourth grade? 9, 10?
I don't know.
But I was like hysterical to myself. Like she literally, I mean, I just said, 5 minutes you can go. She went back to her desk and put in 5 minutes. This is the young generation. They take it literally. Anyway, that was just cute. It's like, all right, go to the bathroom. And she came back happy. Oh, you got that?
Can you hear that? Okay, good.
I got it.
Mighty Mouse is on the way.
That is cute.
But remember the comedian Andy Kaufman? He did a whole stand-up routine.
Oh, I was thinking of Gallagher.
Singing to that song.
No. I remember Gallagher. He was the one with the fruit that he, I remember he used.
Yeah, no, watermelon. Andy Kaufman was the top Mighty Mouse.
Yes, I knew. I remember. Right. I'm sorry. I had a senior moment.
Yeah. Well, you'll be in the Senior Olympics, so it's appropriate that you have senior moments.
But it scares me that the both of them, when I called up, they said to me on the phone, because I inquired, she said, well, we're going to let you know what you're doing. And then I went in person. I said, here's my $5. And again, she said, well, we'll let you know. Well, what are you going to let me know? Just tell me now.
That's right. Why can't you prepare for it?
Really? I mean, do I have to do a little more running, do more diving? What? Tell me, you know?
You really think you're going to do diving?
Probably not.
Running. Running would be cute with your 70s shorts.
If you saw these ladies in there, no. All I imagine is people with the walkers. We're going to have a race with a walker. I don't know what we're going to do. It's just scary. But it'll be fun. I get lunch.
I get that's
$5.
Very funny.
$5, I get lunch. So that's it.
Very good. Get so a little lunch for $5.
$5.
$5. All right, good. So you're set for the summer.
Yes. I know it's going to be.
I wanted to talk about the news.
Oh. All right, hit me up.
All right. You know, this is my opinion. I'm very upset. The news always seems to be on a loop. Like you watch one, you know, we watch Channel 7. Oh, no, not Channel 7, not Channel 7 here, ABC.
Isn't that interesting, though, when you talk about Channels 2, 4, and 7 in different places, it's all different. ABC, but you have to say ABC, CBS.
Yeah, because here it's, I don't even know what channel it is. And when I say Channel 7, I say to Eric, are we going to watch Channel 7? He thinks I'm crazy.
Because in the Northeast here, it's 2, 4, and 7. That's the local.
That's where we grew up.
Right. So you.
But anyway, it just seems like the news is always on a loop. If you watch Channel 7 one night or ABC one night, then the next night you do NBC. It's the same exact story. Like, we're a huge country, 330 million people. We didn't get more than one story.
Thank you. Walter Cronkite would be turning over in his grave.
Maybe. Really? We need new story. Like, give me stories.
I just can't get over there. It. Really? There's got to be more out there than just the same. I know.
It's always, I don't mean to be cynical, But you know, these like kind of human interest stories at the end.
Who cares?
I mean, really, when the music comes on, I'm like, oh God, Eric, I can't.
I mean, they're emotional, they're tear jerkers, but tell me the news. Tell me other things that what's important. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good people out there and I give them kudos to that. But you have nothing else to fill in 30 minutes?
I mean, really, so, tell me something new.
Yeah, I want to know some newsworthy stuff.
Yeah, but that's not happening over here.
I guess we're
getting and even when you watch, like I watch MSNBC and CNN,
right.
I have to say it's also on a constant loop. Oh my God, there's so much.
The news has changed over the years from when it was first started. It really has. I'm not being funny. It just has. It's gotten softer, I think. It really has. It's different than what it was with.
With the dog that saved the per. How cute is that? I don't care. I know this is, I know it sounds terrible, but I don't
I
care.
I get it. No, I watched that. And I'm like, there's nothing else. That's it. Crazy times.
Crazy times. So what's coming up for you? Anything interesting?
Well, I have my nephew's Andrew's wedding coming up this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Finally, yeah. It's here.
He's the second of the twins, because twins is two.
Yeah.
He's the second one. A 20-day difference between the first one, Katie, and Andrew, 20 days.
Are you excited? So where is this one?
This one is in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Oh, so a little bit more local. Are you staying over there?
Yeah, two nights. Thursday night for the rehearsal dinner and then Friday. So two nights. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. We see the same people mostly from the first wedding to this wedding. So we saw them 20 days ago. So it'll be cool.
You know, you're so busy. My head is spinning.
You know, I try to keep busy other than just the weddings and go out and do things. It's, especially now the good weather's coming. It's like you have to take advantage of it. For you in Florida, you're very, very fortunate. You always have.
Yeah.
It might rain.
It's getting very hot and muggy.
Warm weather. It's getting hot?
Yeah.
You don't like
I'm not
it.
A fan of that.
I was already at the beach this weekend.
Really?
I want to get a little color for the wedding.
Didn't you go to the movies? Talk to me about that movie.
Oh, the movies. I went to see Downton Abbey.
I can't wait to see it.
I liked it. But now I feel, in my opinion, that they're getting a little cocky about it. You know what I mean? They just
enough
know
already.
Yeah, like Hugh Grant, what's his name? Oh gosh, Hugh Bonneville. He lost weight. I'm looking at him like he looked different. He looked different until somebody told me he lost weight, which is great. But you know, for all these shows and the movies, he was always on the heavier side.
Yeah.
Lost the weight and he had a tan. And I'm like, but you're in England. You're not supposed to have tan. You're supposed to be washed. You know, and he's like, what is this? And he had a tan, and I'm like, it just didn't look right on him.
And they didn't explain that he was somewhere?
Well, you know, the show took you to the south of France, but that's, you know, before the show, he said that. He was, you know, the first time you saw him, he was tanned, and it just didn't look right. It just threw me off. But the whole, it was a good show, but it was just weird. I don't know. You know, it's getting good reviews, and I'm very happy for it. But I just wasn't as in love with it as the other one.
Yeah, the first one.
That's all. That's all. You know, I don't want to give any.
I can't wait to see, and then I will give you my opinion.
Yeah,
I was on a flight. I was in several flights. So I watched some movies. I saw The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Very good.
Oh, that's the one we were going to try to see at your house. But Eric didn't want to spend the $5.
He didn't want to spend the $4.99.
$4.99. Hey, times are tough. I get it. But now you got it for free, but you paid what, $1,000 for the airfare?
$1,000 to be in first class, get Jeff in your whole life. But he'd rather, but I did watch it. And I also saw, House of Gucci.
Oh, I would love to see that.
It was very good.
Oh, it's, who's in it?
You know, the singer. What's her name?
I know, the singer. Who's
Oh, you know who she is.
I know.
Everybody knows. Lady Gaga.
Oh, fuck.
She was fabulous.
Yeah.
So sad, these things. Stop with the killing of the husband. Who cares? She killed her husband. I mean, I hope this isn't a spoiler, but anybody that knows that Gucci, there's no Gucci alive that's running Gucci. That's the other shame of it. Isn't that terrible?
That is, but I still want to see the movie.
Oh, you're going to love it. She is really turned out to be such a fabulous actor.
I love her.
And the guy who plays Maurizio Gucci, the husband.
Yeah.
Adam Driver, whom I love. I have always loved him.
Right.
He's great in it. And you know who else is in it? You'll never even recognize him. Oh, what's that guy who always gets the weird? Now I don't remember his name.
Now I got to go Google it.
Now, Evelyn Google's broken.
All right. Well, we'll have to continue that for another time.
Yeah, but that is a very good movie. And I also saw Ghostbusters 2. Very cute movie. I would recommend it. It's very uplifting. If you like the old Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
It's very cute. Very adorable. It's a very good.
But when did that come out, number two? Just now?
Oh, a couple of years ago, I think.
Oh, it did. Oh, I got to read the papers.
All right. So you're giving me the hairy eyeball.
Well, I don't have a hairy head, so I've got to give
So it's almost time to say bye-bye.
Till next week.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
We appreciate all those people listening. Thank you very much for your support. And
we have news, though. We are going to be doing a special episode for Father's Day.
Right. We did it for Mommy Days. So let's do it for Daddy Days.
So we're going to be doing a special extra show. It'll drop on Father's Day.
In June,
whenever that is. Yeah. I'm excited about that. I thought that was a very good.
Well, we should pay tribute to our fathers. Why not? You know,
why not?
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Well, say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, everyone. Love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Ciao, y'all.
Bye.